But in the meantime, bass player extraordinaire, Kasim yes. Sultan. How you doing, my brother?
Wheeze, I miss you.
It's brother Kasim. He brought his ass all the way to Buffalo to teach some guys the tricks of the talking bass.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to do this master class up in West Seneca on Saturday.
Oh, on Saturday.
Yeah, it's Saturday.
I thought, first of all, let me tell people, this is a brother who's been playing the bass guitar and other instruments for a long, long time, and was with Todd Rundgren, who's these days, Todd's like a musician's musician.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Rundgren is unbelievably respected in the music field, but not necessarily by a lot of young people today.
Right.
Hip to brother Todd. But also, Kasim was not just the bass player for Meatloaf, but I think you were you a music director or something?
Yeah, I was his musical director for 10 years.
For Meatloaf, and it's funny because we just played a little track as part of a bit that we were doing.
Oh, really?
And it was a coincidence because, you know, that you were going to be on the program.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, that's cool, man. How you been?
I'm good, but I just want to tell people, Kasim has how many CDs of your own?
I have 4 solo CDs out, working on the fifth, and I'm doing a really cool thing. I'm having people send in their picture so I could put it on the cover of the CD.
How does that work?
Well, they send in a picture. And what I do is I'm going to take all the pictures that are sent in. I'm going to make a montage of my own portrait on the front of this new CD.
Oh, you're going to make I've seen that before. You're going to make your face out of all their little pictures.
That's right.
That's very hip.
Yeah, that's cool.
So Saturday, what's the name of the joint you're going to be at?
Oh, Jesus Christ, I don't have it.
How am I going to get people up to learn how to play bass with you?
Hold on, let me find out.
Take your time, I'll cover you.
I have a question real quick, actually.
He might be walking away.
I'm watching Celebrity Apprentice right now. Kasim,
yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm watching Celebrity Apprentice, and Meatloaf is on there.
Yeah.
And he's a great, great dude, but you might already know where I'm going. He occasionally just explodes.
Well, I got to tell you something. If anybody has seen that that little snippet of him blowing up at Gary Busey,
yeah.
I was on the receiving end of that.
I'm sure you were.
Yeah, I was on the receiving end of that at one point, and I stood up to him.
Nice.
And I said, and I stuck my chin out, and I said, "You want to have at it? Let's go. Let's go right. Let's go right now." And he backed down.
You hear this guy's accent? He can go.
Yeah,
Kasim can go. And Kasim,
I wasn't about to, like, you know, I wasn't about to let him, you know, take advantage of me like that.
Anyways, another thing, I caught some of that Meatloaf, I don't know what the hell it is, some kind of documentary story about him. I'm sure you've seen it.
It's on MSG right now.
I saw it.
In Search of Paradise.
That might be, whatever it was a little, I didn't see it in its entirety. And I saw a segment. It was a little creepy because he got some chick to sing with him, and he was sort of fondling her, and she was real young, and he was like me. Did I see that, or am I screwing that up?
No, you saw that. Yeah, she didn't last too long, really.
Yeah, so that was part of the thing. It was part of this documentary. But did you find out where you're at?
Yeah, I'm going to be at Rhino's Union Pub on 2339 Union Road in West Seneca.
And that's Saturday, and what are you going to do?
Well, the clinic's at 4:30, right?
Uh-huh.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up, I have my own guitar, my own guitar line, and I'm going to do a class about how to be a great bass player. I mean, if I don't...
So wait, are you saying, like, I used to have an LK-line baseball glove.
Yeah.
Can I get a Kasim Sultan bass?
Yeah, you can, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great bass, man. And you know what? It doesn't cost an arm and a leg. It's less than $500.
So the House of Guitars probably has them.
I don't think they do because it's a specialty. There's only one place, but you can get them online. You can get it online at ksultanbass.com.
ksultanbass.com.
And then, so that's at 4:30. I'm going to do like an hour and a half class. And then at 7 p.m., I'm going to do a solo show.
Now, let me say this, bro, because I have often made fun of bass players.
Yeah.
Because I tried to learn how to play it myself, I don't want to say how many years ago. And I was in the service at the time, and I didn't have one, but my wife had a guitar.
Yeah.
So I tried to learn with the two fat strings.
Yeah.
Long story short, I never learned how, but some people throughout my career promoting music used to always tell me that it's the easiest one of the instruments. And I don't mean to be, I know, but lately I have been noticing some killer, is there better bass players now than there were 20 years ago?
No.
Well, I've seen some dudes, and I could say in particular, a friend of mine, I have this friend, Ryan Shaw. He's a young soul singer.
Yeah.
He also sings backup for Derek Trucks and Sousa Tedeschi.
Yeah, right.
He's got this kid, Tiny. And so, and matter of fact, the first time I saw these kids play, and Tiny did a solo, and I said, bro, you are way too good to even be in this band. This
yeah.
kid kicked it out like a bitch.
And can I point out something weird? His name's yeah. Tiny, but he's a big black guy. Really weird.
Yeah, that's rare. But anyways, wait. And this other dude, and I think his name is Kofi Burbridge.
Yeah.
The kid that plays bass for Susan and Derek.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's a monster.
Yeah, so, there's a ton of great bass players out, but Weez, you got to remember that, you know, we all came from the same place, you know. We all came from Jane Jameson down in, back in the 60s, from Gordon Edwards, from, how many, Paul McCartney, the dozens and dozens of bass players that we all learned from.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. In my mind, and I'm deep loving music. In mm-hmm. my mind, like classic rock, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, the bass was just there doing something, but now I'm seeing dudes take off. It seems to me I'm hearing more bass, experimental riffs and stuff. Well, maybe it was there before.
No, I think what it is that music today is a lot more bass oriented. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's become a more important instrument.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
The young kids love the low end, bro.
That's right. You know, I mean, look at those when they drive by in the car with the super subwoofers, and all of a sudden your windshield starts rattling.
That's the bass.
Yep.
That's the bass. Listen, bro, I think I got it in front of me. Saturday, April 30th. Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah.
Saturday, April 30th, 4:30 clinic.
Yeah.
It's 7, you're doing a show?
Yeah, I'm doing a solo show.
Rhino's Union Pub, 2330. We have Buffalo listeners, 2339 Union Road in West Seneca. You can get tickets at Limelight Music.
Right. And
Brother Kasem will teach you some tricks.
Say what? Yeah, I'll teach you some tricks.
That's it. Bro, love you.
I love you, Weez. I hope to see you soon, man.
Me too. Thank you, bro.
Thanks, man. Bye.
See you. Very great guy, I'm telling you, and a killer bass player. You know,
it's a hell of a resume. I was just looking him up.
Oh, he's legit.
I mean, Meatloaf, isn't it? Hall & Oates, he's got
yeah.
there? I mean, they're all band names I know. I'm embarrassed
right.
by saying which ones I think are big. Well, Joan Jett?
Well, they're all famous.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you get when you're like this cat, you know, you get picked up.
Cheap Trick, Blue Oyster Cult, Richie Sambora, Patti Smith.
Yeah. Kasem's a guy.
Is it weird that I only know Meatloaf from Fight Club? The movie?
You know him, otherwise.
His name was Robert Paulson.
I know you love your Fight Club, yeah. but, you know.
Do I know Meatloaf?
Of course you know Meatloaf.
Does he sing?
We heard him this morning already.
Which one?
2 out of 3 Ain't Bad.
Oh, of course.
That'd be him.
Of course.
But Paradise by the Dashboard Lights, there's no one that hasn't heard that tune, including you.
What's the I Would Do Anything for Love? Is that Meatloaf?
Yep.
I like him. And regular Meatloaf. I think I'm a Meatloaf fan. I didn't know it was him.
By the way, I love the Kanye.
How great is Meatloaf?
I'm a Meatloaf nut.
Wow.
Wegmans is where I get my Meatloaf, our $6 meal.
Would you rather meet Meatloaf or just get Meatloaf, some Meatloaf?
Get Meatloaf. me and Steve Houseman did Storytellers with the music Meatloaf.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the Auditorium Theater. Me and Steve were the microphone guys. He had one aisle. I had the other aisle. It was a great show.
He just seems like the coolest guy in the world. I mean, just from, I don't know.
He actually was in this situation. Meatloaf did this great show at the Auditorium, Storytellers.
Yeah.
Which I've been suggesting to Lou Gramm. And Meatloaf would do his tunes with a great band. And then he would do like 2 tunes and then questions from the audience.
That's awesome.
And me and House were in the audience with the microphones. We go up to people.
Yeah.
Every now and then I do like a little joke. You know, because I felt it.
Yeah.
It was cool, no pressure.
Right.
Didn't have to do a joke.
I love a Q&A thing like that.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, you learn a little something extra.
And Meatloaf gave great answers, some funny, and then would do more tunes. How good is that?
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, Meatloaf. And Kasem was there. Kasem, and for a while, people don't know there's even such a thing. Kasem was the music director for the Meatloaf. He would put it all together with the band.
Right.
And Meatloaf would sing.